Berliners reflected on the historical events of November 9th in many different ways. While scores gathered near the Brandenburg Gate to celebrate the fall of the wall and the eventual reunification of Germany, a quieter commemoration occurred across town near the Zoologischer Garten. November 9th is the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass. On that night in 1938, the Nazis led riots through the cities of Germany. Jewish-owned businesses were ransacked, their storefronts defaced with graffiti, their windows smashed in. Nearly 30,000 Jews were arrested that night alone and sent to concentration camps throughout the Reich. Historians widely consider Kristallnacht to be one of the first major events in the run-up to the Holocaust. Crowds gathered in the Kaiser Wilhelm Gedächtniskirche, a church that was partially destroyed in the Second World War and rebuilt during the 1960s, to hear a classical choral concert from the Tilburg Festival Orchestra and the Philharmonic Choir Tin Kunst Rotterdam. The program included Michael Tippett's A Child of Our Time, an oratorio written during World War II to specifically commemorate Kristallnacht. Other remembrances took place throughout Berlin. Stores along Unten den Linden in downtown Berlin placed decals over their windows to make them look like they were smashed in. A march through affected parts of the city took place earlier in the day as well. Ariane Pohls is a German artist who's lived in Berlin for more than a decade. She says both Berlin and Germany as a whole are very mindful of what's happened in the past, and that such remembrance starts from a young age.
Ich bin so aufgewachsen, dass ich das gar nicht in Frage gestellt habe.
I grew up in such a way that I never even questioned it. It was clear from the very beginning that you have to set yourself apart from your story and that you must carry a particular type of responsibility, which now, in retrospect, I would not see the same way. I don't believe Germany needs to do more, but instead, maybe do it differently. It is basically an integral part of our society that we are aware of the past, but we must also take steps towards another way of remembering, a way to get around doing a memorial one right after the other. It is a strong statement, but there is a danger that, especially in Berlin, the message will be relativized across the multitude of memories and constructed remembrances.
When I asked what she meant by that, Pohls responded in English.
It might keep people from reflecting and thinking about it, but then with the memorial for the murdered Jews, for example, it's meant to spend time in there and experience it, so you have time to contemplate. It's not just a sculpture you stand before and read the information, and then that's it.
Others, like American journalist Rachel Witte, who was also in Berlin for the commemoration, think that Germany's efforts to remember its history are sometimes as subtle as not knocking down old buildings.
You walk around the cities, and you see that it's there. There's constant reminders, you know, from the Soviet-style architecture that still permeates a lot of East Berlin to the Berlin Wall Memorial. The history is there, and there's no denying it. And I think today, Germany has reached a point where it is, you know, embracing its history and moving forward. And so now the cities kind of have this duality about them, which I think is just entirely fascinating.
With its memorials to the different groups murdered during the Holocaust, its tributes to the Berlin Wall, and its museums detailing abuses by the East German State Security Forces, or Stasi, Berlin reflects a nationwide effort not just to preserve the past, but to keep it in the back of the collective consciousness. The efforts to mark Kristallnacht were no exception. For Global Journalist, I'm Casey Morell in Berlin.